This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel launched an expanded ground operation on Saturday after creating a near blackout of communication in the Gaza Strip with increased bombardment and artillery fire overnight. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it a war for Israel's existence and said, "Never again is now." What he's saying is yesterday evening, more of our ground forces entered into Gaza in the development of the Stronghold of Evil. This is the second phase of the war, whose goals are clear: the destruction of the military and governmental capabilities of Hamas and the return of the hostages home. Gaza residents described the massive bombardment from land, air, and sea as the most intense of the three-week-old Israel-Hamas war. In recent reports, Western countries, which generally backed what they said was Israel's right to self-defense, but there has been a mounting international concern over the toll of the bombing and growing calls for a pause to allow aid to reach Gaza civilians. Health authorities in the Gaza Strip of 2.3 million people say 7,650 Palestinians have been killed in Israel's campaign to obliterate the militants. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, whose Palestinian Authority governs parts of the occupied West Bank while Hamas rules Gaza, said, quote, "Our people in the Gaza Strip are facing a war of genocide and massacres committed by the Israeli occupation forces in full view of the entire world." This is VOA News. Matthew Perry, who was best known for playing Chandler Bing on the TV show of Friends, has died at the age of 54. He was found in his Los Angeles home in the hot tub, unresponsive. He battled alcohol and substance abuse for decades, which he talked about repeatedly and in a book that he wrote. According to L.A. police, Perry drowned at his home. Matthew Perry dead at the age of 54. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence ended his cash-strapped presidential campaign on Saturday after struggling for months to convince Republican voters he was the best alternative to the man he once served with unswerving loyalty, President Donald Trump. Pence, who is 64 years old, publicly broke with Trump, lambasting the former president for his role in the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. King Charles will visit Africa for the first time since he has ascended to the throne, and a third round of Ukrainian-backed peace talks opened in Malta Saturday with representatives from more than 60 countries, but without Moscow, which condemned it as blatantly anti-Russian. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the first 2 days of the closed-door talks among national security and policy advisors, which he hopes will drum up support for his 10-point plan to end the war. In a statement on social media afterwards, he said 66 countries had taken part in the talks, proof that his plan, he said, has gradually become global. It follows similar meetings in Jeddah and Copenhagen this summer, with the Ukrainians hoping to eventually hold a summit at the level of heads of state. The death toll from Hurricane Otis, which came ashore on Mexico's Pacific coast as a Category 5 hurricane, has now risen to 39, according to the latest government figures. Thousands of Mexican troops have been sent to Acapulco to help rebuild the tourist city. Barcelona aligned with the Rolling Stones for the Clásico soccer game against Real Madrid. Mick Jagger was there. The players wore the famous Rolling Stones Lips logo, where their normal sponsor went on their jerseys. Scott Walterman.